Om Shanti, and welcome, Didi. So good to have you with us. So we welcome Usha Didi, and of course you all, and to all those online. I'm sure that Usha Didi hardly needs any introduction. She is actually in our global headquarters, resident here. But she took Gyan in 1974 in Africa. That was right at the beginning of African service. And she was from Zambia, which was where service in Africa began. And like many Africans, she has been export quality because Africa has exported so many Brahmins worldwide where they have served and been helpful in centers. But this is a very good export from Africa. And on Bap Dada's advice, the family moved from Zambia and settled here in India. So in 1980, Usha Didi surrendered and spent 12 years in Mumbai and Hyderabad. She has many accolades. I mean, the biggest accolade, of course, is becoming a Brahmin. But I can give you a little list. She's a teacher, a management trainer. She has done a lot of work with corporates and various other bodies in self-management leadership training. She is a spiritual counselor, a motivational speaker, an author, and she has received actually many local and international awards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And she has some academia under her belt as well. She has made a study of the great epics, the Ramayana and the Bhagavad Gita. And you have been described as a friend, a philosopher, and a guide. So we welcome you and look forward to your guidance and words of wisdom. Om Shanti.
Thank you, sister. It's a pleasure for me to be with all of you here. And a very good morning to everyone. And today, Baba in the Murli was talking about being a perfect Brahmin. And in the Murli, he gave us the qualities that a perfect Brahmin should have. And I was thinking upon it and realizing that actually being a Brahmin is a great blessing for all of us. It is God's blessing, the Supreme Father's blessing, that we have become Brahmins. Until and unless we are not blessed, we cannot be Brahmins. Isn't it? And at the time of our birth, Baba blesses us with a gift. And what is the gift that he gives us, each one, at the time of our birth? Do we realize that? What is the gift that we are blessed with? At the time of birth, each Brahmin. The third eye and the intellect, yeah? What else? Purity is our blessing. That blessing is general, the third eye, purity. This is the blessing in general that we all receive. But personally, each one of us, inheritance, yes, everyone gets that. But personally, each one of us, Baba blesses us with some or the other speciality. And that is why when Baba looks at all of us, he says, "You are my special souls, special children." A few out of the multi-millions in the world. And we are the chosen ones. And why we say that we are chosen ones, blessed ones, when each one of us is blessed with some or the other speciality at the time of birth. Why Baba has given us this blessing of the speciality? Because He has a complete plan for us. What service He wants us to do in this Brahmin life. And that is why He has blessed us with that speciality. So that the more I use that speciality, I attain my fortune on the basis of that service. Secondly, when we have received this blessing of speciality, and as I said, Baba has a plan for each and every child. What service He wants to get through us. Because He is Karan Karavanhar. So He gets through us on the basis of that speciality. The speciality that He has given us as a blessing is according to our nature. So that is why sometimes we are not able to identify. We feel as if it is my nature. But actually, it is according to the nature that Baba has blessed us with that speciality. The more I am able to recognize it, I am able to develop it. And the more I develop it, by using it, in practical actions for service, the more it starts getting polished. And when I become the embodiment of that speciality, that is when we say we create our aura. We increase our energy level. And the more I increase the energy level, that starts forming my aura. Aura is always based on that speciality. So we all create our own aura on the basis of that blessing of speciality. And as I said, the more we use it for the service, for the benefit of others, by giving them happiness, for self-progress, the more I'm polishing it. And it becomes so polished that it starts radiating. I'll just give you an example. We all have seen the three Dadis. Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, and Dadi Gulzar. And the three Dadis, especially, all other Dadis also had their own specialities. But if we see the specialities of these three Dadis, Dadi Prakashmani, what was her specialty? What was her specialty that she was blessed with Baba, from Baba? And she polished it so much that she started radiating that quality. And she was unique in that quality. Whenever she was the embodiment of that quality. What was her quality? Liveliness and happiness, okay. Light. Yeah, she never told a lie. What else? Love. love. The moment she would come in class, she would like spread out both her hands, embrace everyone. And really after her, everybody missed this embracing that she used to do. She was lively on the basis of that. Her happiness was radiating on the basis of that. Her aura was that. She was the embodiment of love and light. Her light, her aura, radiated that love everywhere. Although she was in Madhuban, but it crossed the boundaries of all the nations, and her love reached far and wide. That was her speciality. And on the basis of that speciality, she attained perfection. She attained the stage of karmatit on the basis of that speciality only. And that love was also unconditional, without any selfishness, any motives, nothing. Unconditional love, she was letting it just flow. Let that energy flow. She never had any bias in sharing her love. No. Whoever came, a small child or an elderly person, but she embraced everyone with that love. And it was not just physical embracement, but the soul was as if embracing everyone. And that was her aura, right? Which enabled her to reach that stage of perfection. Similarly, Dadi Gulzar, what was her quality? Silence. Wherever Dadi was, her silence radiated so much that she was like a magnet. She pulled everyone on the basis of that silence. So that was the speciality she was blessed with. It was according to her nature, but she used that quality so much, she polished it so much, that the stage of perfection on the basis of silence, she achieved that. And her aura also radiated that power of silence, that energy of silence reached across all the boundaries to all the Brahmins. Even when she came to class, she didn't speak much, but everyone were trying to get that power from her introvertness. She was constantly radiating that power. And because of this power of silence, which she practiced, she polished so much, there was no waste in it, no flaw in it. And we all realized what real power of silence was. Through her form, she was the embodiment of it. And it gave the feeling, whenever she was giving drishti, it gave the feeling of Bap Dada's drishti. That was the magnetic effect in her power of silence. So that was her speciality. And what was Dadi Janki's speciality? Knowledge, yes. And Dadi always had this feeling, whoever would come to me should at least get some blessing also. Some words of blessing, some words of wisdom. She was the embodiment of wisdom. And her wisdom radiated across the boundaries. She was not having big degrees like the worldly people, but whenever she went into that gathering also, everybody respected her wisdom, that which she had. She may not had any formal education in the world, but her wisdom was so much above the formal education also. And that is why she was respected amongst the greatest learned ones also. They also would bow down in front of her wisdom. That was her aura. Everyone, whoever came in contact with her, had this desire, Dadi should utter some words of wisdom which becomes blessings for us. That was her aura. That was her speciality. And she also achieved the state of perfection, karmatit stage, on the basis of that speciality. So we have three dadis. There were many dadis, but I'm just taking the example of three dadis. And they were perfect in their aura on the basis of the speciality they were blessed with. And they made everyone realize. They were not conscious about it, maybe, but it was so natural, and that energy was flowing so natural from them that made them great on the basis of those qualities. And they achieved that stage of perfection on the basis of those qualities. They became Bab Saman on the basis of those qualities. Right? They never copied one another. They never had the thought, oh, let me become like Dadi Gulzar. Janki Dadi never had this thought, oh, let me become like Dadi Gulzar. She was unique in her own nature, in her own speciality. Many a times Dadi Janki used to say, I cannot become like Prakashmani Dadi. And she was right. Because they never had this intention of copying one another. They were unique in their own speciality. They respected one another's qualities, but never thought of being like them. Right? Supposing if Dadi Janki thought, okay, let me be like Dadi Gulzar and come to class and speak nothing and just give drishti, what would Brahmin say? Is she okay? Isn't it? Or supposing if Dadi Gulzar would come and say, okay, let me become like Dadi Janki and keep on giving knowledge, well, people will enjoy, but they would think, what has happened to her? She was not like that before. Isn't it? Because that quality would not suit her personality also. That is how they became the embodiment of that speciality. And on the path of bhakti, it is always said, whichever path you take, anyway you have to reach there only. Isn't it? Whichever path you can take. But in the path of bhakti, people did not realize what path they were talking about. So, it was like the the buffalo who moves around in one place only, and he feels as if I'm moved so far away, but by the end of the day he was there only. Similarly, on the path of bhakti, people do so much, but still they do not reach that destination because they don't know about the destination. The destination which we all Brahmins know is perfection, and we have to reach there, but we can take any path, the path of any qualities, the path of any qualities, and definitely we shall reach there only. These three dadis, I was just thinking upon it, how on the basis of these three specialities in the path of bhakti after copperage, they created three paths. Dadi Prakashmani created the path of bhakti, devotion, love for God, which so many people around the world are following, devotion and love for God. That was her path. Dadi Gulzar's path was the path of silence. In the world there are so many people sitting in the Himalayas, in the caves, in silence for so many years in order to achieve that siddhi, that success, to experience the closeness of God, to be with God. We don't know whether they have experienced or not, but they followed the path of Gulzar Dadi. And Dadi Janki, her path was satsang. In today's world, you find everywhere, in India especially, everywhere kathas are going on. Some people are speaking on Ramayana, some people are speaking on Mahabharata, some people are speaking on some mythology, some other things. This is the path that she had created in the path of bhakti. So the three dadis, on the basis of their speciality, they developed it to that level that not only they achieved the stage of perfection, karmatit stage, like Bab Saman, but and from copper age also, they created three paths for so many people to follow. And that is why we always say leaders are those who create paths, which thousands, hundreds and thousands of people follow that path and experience also. They achieve something or the other by following that path. Those who have followed the path of devotion, they have also gained some experiences, whatever we can say. Those who have followed the path of silence, introvertness, they also have achieved something. That is why they didn't give up till the end of their life. They followed that path. And those who are giving satsang and knowledge and all this in the path of bhakti, they are also achieving something. That is why they are also not giving up that path. And so many hundreds and thousands of people they have as followers. Follow them. Similarly, if we just think of each and every dadi, like Mama, her path was of maturity, spiritual maturity. Dadi Chandramani, her path was of fearlessness, courageous. Each dadi was blessed with some or the other speciality. Similarly, each one of us Brahmins are also blessed with some or the other speciality. The only thing is, I have to realize it. I have to go within, realize what speciality am I blessed with at the time of birth, which is according to my nature. and which I have to develop and polish to that extent that I can also create a path. We can if we are aware of it. The more I create that awareness, the more I become embodiment of it, I not just reach that highest stage of it, Bap Saman stage of it, but even from Copper Age I can create a path which hundreds and thousands can follow. Yeah? So that is the blessing. Now what will happen if I use this blessing more and more? I accumulate my account of charity, maybe. I accumulate my account of good deeds. I accumulate my account with blessings. That is why Baba says, you have to count your blessings. Dadi Janki always used to say, this is the season where we can receive blessings. And how can we receive blessings? At every step, the more I am able to use my speciality in a natural way, I would create my aura on the basis of it. I create my energy level to that extent which can just constantly flow, and not only flow, but it can yield me blessings. I give blessings on the basis of it, and I yield blessings on the basis of it. Right? So I can accumulate my accounts of charity, of inheritance, of blessings on the basis of this speciality, which will be useful for me in the future, especially whenever test papers, obstacles come in front of me, these blessings are going to be helpful to make me cross that test paper easily. Just like, as Dadi used to say, makkhan se baal, taking out the hair from the butter. It would be so easy. No matter whatever test papers come, but they would not be able to shake me if I am the embodiment of this speciality. And I have my account of blessings full, my account of charity full. Nothing can disturb me, nothing can bring me in that state of upheavals. I'll be stable and at the same time, I'll be able to give inspiration to many. People in the end will be just looking at me. How is it that you are so stable amidst this upheavals also, with so many obstacles, and you are able to cross them so easily? How can you do it? But how am I able to do it? It is that aura that is helping me go through it without making me feel, oh, is it such a big obstacle? No, it's such a small thing. It would not seem to be very big, but it would seem to be as if it is natural. I can easily, nothing is disturbing me. Nothing is affecting me. I can be in that stage of a detached observer. That is why I need this speciality to be developed and create that aura on the basis of it, so that it makes me smooth going amidst those difficulties, amidst those problems, amidst those test papers, amidst those obstacles. And it would not affect my stage, because I have this shield of aura around me, which is covering me, which is not allowing anything to reach me. And that is why people may be feeling, how can you be so stable in this upheavals? But I do not feel it is an upheaval. I feel it is natural, nothing great. I'm not doing anything because it is so natural for me. Like the dadis. Although, Janki Dadi, so many brothers and sisters were regularly sending their problems, Dadi, this is that. Dadi was unaffected. Whenever she came in class, as if she forgot everything behind. Nothing affected her. And she was able to give that wisdom on the basis of that problem. Whoever would come up with a problem, Dadi, what should we do this? And she would be, in a natural way, she would give some wisdom. This is what you do. Practical, down to earth. And she was not affected. The same should be for us in the end. That we should not be affected. But as a detached observer, grant wisdom or power or quality, whatever is needed to that soul who is approaching us. That is why Baba says, use your speciality. Use them for the benefit of others, for the benefit of yourself, for the benefit of yajna, for the benefit of the progress of whoever is with me. Other Brahmins who are sometimes lacking, let me help them as well. Let me give cooperation of that quality, of that aura, and help those Brahmins as well. Another thing, this speciality enables me to receive the three certificates that I need in the end. The three certificates: contentment with the self, the certificate of contentment from others, and the certificate of contentment from Bap Dada. Right? Three contentment, the three certificates we would need in the end to pass with honors. To pass with honors. So, when I use my speciality, which I am blessed with, for the right purpose, then I am satisfied with myself. I feel contented with myself. When I use for the benefit of others, they also feel contented with me. They would also give me that certificate in the end. And when I use that speciality which I am blessed with from Baba, Bap Dada, and I use it in the right manner, Baba is also happy with me. Whatever I have blessed this soul is using it in the right manner. Without any ego, without any physical intoxication, no negative energy, positive energy. So Baba is also contented with me. So I can receive these three certificates of contentment on the basis of one speciality. Yes, the speciality which Baba has blessed me with, it gives me a purpose in Brahmin life. It gives me a purpose. Sometimes people are not aware, what is the purpose of our life? We have become Brahmins, but what for? What is the purpose of our life? Just getting up early, Amrit Vela, doing Amrit Vela, going to class and then going out on our physical or locket jobs and doing whatever we were doing. The extra thing is just waking up Amrit Vela and going to class and doing, on the weekend we may be doing some service, that's all. So what is the purpose of our life, Brahmin life? So this speciality, when I realize it, it gives me a purpose of my being in this Brahmin family. I know why Baba has chosen me. And I'm able to lead that life, and that would give me happiness. That would charge me from within. If I don't realize my speciality, means I'm not aware of the purpose of my Brahmin life, I cannot be charged with that happiness, that energy from within. No intoxication in this Brahmin life. And that is when some Brahmins, they also land up in depression because they are not aware. They feel, oh, this is another routine. We were doing one routine in the Laukik world. This is another routine. Because they are not aware. And that is why Baba says that children, realize your quality. What you are blessed with. Use it. The more I'm using it for the benefit of others, for the benefit of the yajna, for the benefit of myself, my self-progress, the more I'll be charged with zeal and enthusiasm, because it is giving me a purpose in my Brahmin life. And every day I can experiment it in a different way and bring that newness in my life every moment. So there won't be a feeling of boredom in this Brahmin life. So I have to enthuse myself by realization of that energy. Many times in Sakar Murli, Baba asked this question to us. Children, where are you sitting? Trying to make us aware, where are we sitting? Sometimes they say, you are sitting in a pathshala. Pathshala means school. In Hindi, it is school. If we translate it, literal translation is school, pathshala. So sometimes Baba would say, where are you sitting? In a pathshala. Sometimes he would say, oh, you are sitting in a college. Right? And sometimes he would say, you are sitting in a university. All three are different. School, college and university. Three different things. Where are we sitting? Where are we sitting? Are we sitting in a school? Are we sitting in a college? Or are we sitting in a university? Where are we sitting? What do you think? Huh? Spiritual university? No school? Huh? No college? Where are we sitting? These are three different places. Okay, who are sitting in? It's only one place, but some are still sitting in a school. Some are in college and some are in a university. So who are in a school? When we go to school, there are so many subjects, you know. We have to study history, geography, science, mathematics, all these subjects. So similarly, when we come to Baba, we do the course and we start listening to the Murli, we are learning all these lessons, all these subjects. The history and geography of the world, which Baba teaches us, 5,000 year cycle. Then he teaches us the mathematics of karma. This karma would give you this fruit, or you'll have to experience Dharam Rajpuri, or you have to experience this. So he's teaching us the mathematics of karma. Then he's teaching us the science of meditation, the science of yoga. Right? So these are all the subjects of school. And we are learning them initially. And there are many questions that we have initially, especially of 5,000 years. That is some people get stuck there. How can it be 5,000 years? Do you have any proof? Or sometimes some people are not able, like in school, some people, they don't like history and geography. Some people don't like science. Some people never understand mathematics. The same thing here. Some children, they don't understand the mathematics of karma. They keep on asking, if we do this, would it go in our account of charity, or would it be a sinful action? You know, they're not able to understand the mathematics. There's some who don't understand the science of meditation, and they always have this question, how do we meditate? You know, I still cannot concentrate. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. Can you make meditation more easy? Or if there is a slight noise, my attention is broken. My focus is disturbed. So can you make me understand how I can develop a clear focus? These are the questions of a school. You know, the history and geography. Again, after 5,000 years, the whole thing would come again in front of me. I would have to go through all this again. They're so stuck there. They cannot just, after 5,000 years, who has seen that? And you won't even remember it. It is just now you have got this awareness. Why are you worrying after 5,000 years what is going to happen? But still, some are stuck there in the history and geography. They do not just find out a way out. You know? So these are the ones who are still in school. After they cross this teething troubles, then they go into college. And when they go into college, only four subjects: Gyan, Yog, Dharana and Seva. Knowledge, Yoga, Inculcation and Service. Now the questions change. Now nothing of 5,000 years and karma and this. Now the questions are, how can we maintain a balance? Because if we go on to do yoga, we are not able to do service. If we go out for service, we can't do yoga. We miss that. So how can I maintain a balance? Because when I have a balance, then I will be able to receive the blessings, and then I would experience a blissful life. Without balance, no blessings, no blissful life. So now the questions are, how can I maintain a balance? It is so difficult to maintain this equilibrium between all the four. So those are the ones in college, right? Trying to strike a balance between all the four. And sometimes they get so confused, it's too difficult. They feel as if it's too difficult to maintain a balance. Balance between laukik and alaukik. Balance between knowledge and yoga. Balance between this and that. Difficult. They feel as if they are pulling themselves here and there. that is college. But when we go to a university, there's only one subject. Where you have to master that subject. You're doing a PhD in that subject. And PhD means doing a research. Research. So similarly, when we, from college, when we go to university, means we have only one subject. Find out your speciality. And you have to master that speciality, as the Dadis did. You have to master that. Do a research. Am I living that? And after doing a research, realizing it, how it can be experimented at all levels, at the level of thoughts, at the level of attitude, at the level of perception, at the level of behavior, at the level of speech, at the level of relationship and connections. I have to experiment with that speciality at all levels and find out result. Get the result. And in this research, a person is so busy, he has no time for waste. In school and colleges, there is a lot of time for waste. You know, parties and going here and there and everything, talking waste and gossiping and everything. So here also, in Brahmin family also, those who have a lot of time for gossiping, partying, here and there, they are in school and colleges, they are not in universities. University means no time. No time. That's why many a times Baba in the Avyakta Murlis used to ask us, yesterday also he asked, how much time do you need? Do you need 6 months or a year in this research? How much time do you need? The Dadis were so natural with their specialities and their energy was so powerful, powerfully developed, that it was able to reach far and wide. But are we doing a research and experimenting at all levels? That is when I am in a university, a spiritual university, where I have to experiment with my speciality and use it in such a way in that research that I am able to set up an example for others. Give inspiration to others so that others also can get an inspiration from me and they can also use their speciality and experiment it at all levels. Because you get the certificate of pass with honors only in university, not in school. School doesn't give you the certificate pass with honors. It's only in university that you get this degree, pass with honors. Right? So, being in a university means no time for waste. We are so busy in experimenting at different levels and doing a research of what are the outcomes when I use my speciality at this level, in my relationship and connection. What is the result? What is the outcome of it? When I use it at my action level, what is the outcomes of it? What is the result of it? When I use it at my subtle level, at the thought level, how does it energize my thoughts? And how can I use that thought energy level for other souls far and wide? How am I able to give sakash on the basis of that speciality? Through the power of thoughts. This is all experimenting. All the avyakta murlis are the murlis of a university, where we have to do a research. And that is why Baba again and again mentions in the avyakta murlis of experimenting at the thought level, attitude level, sanskar level, how I'm able to transform my sanskars on the basis of that speciality. How am I able to divinize my sanskars with that speciality? How can it become such an instrument, or how it can become such a powerful energy that can immediately transform my sanskars? This is what we have to experiment. If we are in a university, no time for waste, no time. We are so busy. But it should be in a natural way. That should not create stress on us. But it should be so natural that I allow that energy to just flow with transformation. Transforming myself, my sanskaras, my thought patterns, my belief systems, my culture, and being in the Brahmin culture. Recently we have been listening to those Avyakta Murlis Sunday, where Baba was talking about the Brahmin culture. Now there is no other culture, just one culture. So how can I experiment that speciality in my Brahmin culture, in my relationship and connections with others, at my behavior level? That is university. So, where are we? School, college, or university? We are all at university. No time for waste, huh? Now, no complaints. What can we do, Baba? Still some waste thoughts going on. No complaints. We have understood the science, we have understood the mathematics, we have understood the history and geography, we have understood the balance, and we have understood what we are blessed with. How do I come to know, quickly I'll just try to see the time, that how do I know what speciality I am blessed with? How do we identify it? When you naturally use your speciality in a natural way, without awareness, When I use my speciality, unknowingly also, if I'm using it, I'll feel so light. I can feel happiness. While doing it also, I'll feel as if there is so much of zeal and enthusiasm. And whenever I do it, people would bless me. Thanks. For whatever you have done, that thanks is a blessing for me. You know, so I easily accumulate blessing. Whenever I'm doing that task on the basis of my speciality, other people will also feel happy. There will be no jealousy in that. No negative energy. Like when we do certain things, people would also remember this task. That person will do it the best. They will always remember me. And when we do that, they'll feel happy. Nobody will feel jealous about it. Nobody will be jealous about it. And on the contrary, they'll bless me. But if I do that in a very humble state, with great humility. There should not be ego. Because the moment ego is generated, although I am doing that task with my speciality, it would not yield me blessings. It would always, people will feel, this person is so beautiful at this, doing this task, but only if this ego part is not there. If this soul would have done it with so much humility, that would be the best thing, you know. There's no one like him. So the only thing is I have to take care is I cannot generate ego because it's a blessing from Baba. And Baba has blessed me with that speciality for a special purpose. So I cannot have ego. That's why Baba in the Avyakta Murlis many a times reminds us, Karan Karavanhar is getting things done through you. So you should not have that ego, I am doing it. No. It is his task. He has blessed me and he is getting done through me. So why should I have that ego? I am just an instrument. He is getting done through me. So when there is this feeling of being an instrument, that speciality is getting polished. And that energy level is increasing. Right? So this is the way we can identify what speciality I'm blessed with. That there's so much of happiness. When we feel so light after doing it, no tiredness, no burden, no bondage is created. But people also feel happy, they bless me also. And Baba also blesses me. Can feel that. Okay? Om Shanti.
Yeah.